So did they come to you with those concerns and together you came up with the substation idea, or did they have it first and say, we've got this house, what would you like to do with it?
They had it first. And as you saw with their presentation, they've been working on things since like 2012. I wasn't even here in 2012. But I know in 2014, they had approached me about an officer living in a residence. And we polled our officers, and no one wanted to take that opportunity. So then they came back later. And bear in mind, they just approached me and asked me, you know, I didn't really know the particulars about their grant or anything. They just said they had a residence that they wanted to offer up to an officer. Well, then they came back again and asked me. We actually did have an officer who was interested, but that officer went to a position. Well, the officer works in undercover capacity, so that would not work for what they were trying
sure,
to do.
Sure, okay.
So anyway, they kind of, you know, talked about that, and it's kind of like, you know, we have, actually there were like three homes and at that time, and they were very passionate about it. And I know what MidCentral does, and I like the fact that they actually give people a hand up. They train people, they do things. If you're going to live in one of those homes, there are parameters for which you have to meet and they have to meet, because they're going to help people improve their lives. You know, they said safety was an issue, and, you know, they had asked twice. So I kind of said, well, why don't we try to do something else and see if that'll fly, because...
Something else meaning...
The substation.
The substation.
Yeah, I just thought about that, because I said, you know, we could be over there. Not more officers, but the officers in the area would have a place where, you know, they could walk and meet people, or people could just stop by. And, you know, we have officers who work there, as in other places in town, who come all the way back to the department to do reports, or they come all the way back to the department to eat. Now, it's not that I don't want them to eat in peace, but, I mean, if they're in the area and they stop in and they're doing something and they're there when they leave, they could walk outside and see people, or people can come there. Obviously, it's kind of cold now, but... That's what I envisioned, is getting to know people as we do in pro-social type of engagements, where it's not always enforcement-based.
Well, let me get to that in just a second. The term substation is a sticking point for some people in town. But if you look up the definition of a substation, there really isn't one out there. It varies wildly. It could be almost a precinct in a larger city to maybe almost a kiosk in a mall in some places. Was there a lot of thought giving to the word substation?
The idea of the substation came to me. What prompted me to call it a substation was because through some neighborhood walks I'd been on and through some of my focus meetings, some people had brought that up. Why don't you put a substation over there? You know, because at times, you know, we had an issue with people being in the streets and just walking in the streets, or, you know, we had some gang issues where they thought if you're just there more, if there's a substation, that would deter it. Does that guarantee it? You know, I don't know, but that's where it came from. And I told them at the time, I said, well, you know, the city has some tight finances and we can't like build something. And I wasn't really sure exactly what they were talking about, but I was kind of, you know, I think they were thinking of actual precincts. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to create something where we could meet and engage people. Maybe, unfortunately, we've had some shooting incidents over there, and historically that area has had some issues. Maybe we can meet some people besides when we're doing neighborhood canvases after an incident. And, you know, you build trust when you get to know people outside of an incident.
The term substation, it's not that big a deal to you. It fit the parameters of what you think that house should be or can be used for?
Absolutely. It didn't matter to me what they called it.
Because MCCA is calling it now the West Jefferson Community House. BPD still kind of is calling it a substation. Does that matter?
No, we're not calling it a substation anymore. When they asked me about that last week, would I be open to that? I was like, yes. I said, you know, if what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and what we hope to accomplish is not going to change because of the name. And if that makes people feel more comfortable and that makes people want to engage us more, which is the goal, I'm good with it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about what you want to do with that. It sounds like, if I'm characterizing this wrong, let me know, but officers can voluntarily, if they're working that side of town, they can voluntarily stop in and, you say, write reports, maybe have a meal, maybe kick their feet up a little bit and maybe if the weather is nice, you know, if it's not fit for man or beast, you're not going to go out. But other than that, maybe you can go out and walk the neighborhood a little bit.
That's absolutely correct. And also, you know, as you stated earlier, this is a collaborative effort. I look at it as Mid-Central's driving the bus. They just asked me to get on. And, you know, they are going to be there. And people are unaware of their services as of some people are unaware of the services of the Boys and Girls Club and other things. So if somebody can come through there and we can guide them to some services they may need, or if they have a law enforcement question and we engage them, we can answer that there. Or you know what? If somebody wants to come by and talk about football, baseball, or sports, or what kind of music they like, and just get to know us better and we get to know them, that's what I'm talking about.
Do you think people will stop by knowing that officers are there, maybe to see the car on the street or in the driveway? You think that will prompt people to stop in and knock on the door? And
I believe there will be some people who stop by. And I think initially, you know, just like anything else, when it's new, people have to feel it out and see. You know, I know there are some people, you know, who still think that I wanted to just put more people there. People were saying that. And as I said at the council meeting, I've said before, if I feel the need to put more officers somewhere, I don't need a substation. I don't need a community. I will put officers in the area for the sake of public safety. So, yeah, I think once we're there, and I think some people, once they truly understand what our goal is, you know, like anything else, they start seeing that's what we're truly there for. I think it will open up some. And honestly, you know, for $12, we're trying to do something. And if it doesn't work, then we're done.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. We're talking with Bloomington Police Chief Brandon Hefner, and specifically about the proposed substation at 828 West Jefferson Street. Let me just, as someone who doesn't totally understand, maybe I don't understand the logistics, why not require your officers to be at that house and also require them to actually walk the streets instead of making people knock on doors to come say hi?
Well, actually, they do walk the streets at times over there. I told you I've been over there, you know, a couple times, but the officers who work the area, they do walk. But it's kind of interesting because in this day and age, you know, we do have vehicles. The bike officers are over there at times. But I want officers to do it of their own volition and to kind of understand it. Now, will I obviously talk to my officers about the importance of it and what we're trying to get out of it? Yes. We have officers who stop by the Boys and Girls Club. And a lot of it depends on calls for service. We may be busy all day and not be there all day. Or somebody might be there just from one shift and be gone because we still have to work. Now, I will tell you, if it goes through and council approves it, every officer will go by there once just to familiarize themselves with it. Because, you know, officers change shifts and, you know, or patrols, and they might be over there. So I want them to see it, understand it, and see what we're trying to do. And then after that, you know, we will see what happens. But, you know, when you force people to do something or people think people are forced to be there, let's face it, you could see through that also.
Well, I want to ask you about the focus meeting. I was at the focus meeting last week, the chief's focus meeting, and you were focusing on the substation. And at one point, you put up the map early in the meeting to show the hot spots, high crime areas of Bloomington. And obviously, at the west side, there were a couple of spots, if I remember right. And up by, across from Lowe's, you know, on Todd up there, you know, the usual, you know, where there's a lot of shots fired incidents recently. But you did make a statement that, not sure if you want to take it back, but you made a statement that maybe the only people who would be opposed to the substation in the area might be non-law-abiding citizens.
I do not take the statement back, because if you try to remember, I said there are some who oppose the substation.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Yes, because of activities they're involved in. So when that lady was offended, I told her, I said, I'm sorry if you're offended by that. But the statistics, the map shows you where the crime is. So, like I said, and that wouldn't even be considered over there were it not for the work of Mid-Central. Like I said, I didn't drive this bus, but it was not my intention to offend anyone on the west side, you know, as a whole. But let's be honest.
Sure. I mean,
there are some people who will not want it because they are engaged in criminal activity, be them themselves or people who are coming to visit them. And I will tell you, and I didn't really expound upon it in the meeting, but I worked narcotics both as an undercover capacity, as a supervisor, in various communities around here and in different cities. And I will tell you that there are good people in all communities, even, you know, communities that people look at risk, where crimes are going on. There's always just a few people who make it hard on others, and there's a few people that neighbors fear. So that is who I'm talking about. I was not talking about anyone in general, and I think if you listen to those comments, that's how they were trying to make it. But no, I said there are some who are opposed. Some are opposed because, you know, the timing, or they said they didn't know about, you know, that Mid-Central had done a good job of that. But, and there are just some people who are just opposed to it, and I respect that if that's your feeling.
Okay, so just to be clear then, there are some people that are opposed to the substation or have concerns, can be law-abiding citizens or are law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's what... That's
I think we heard a gentleman in there, and it was clarified later, who was opposed to it because he were talking about putting other people in there or how much it costs. That was all clarified because there was people who, you know, they didn't check with Mid-Central.
You've been getting some strong pushback from especially Black Lives Matter for the purpose of the proposed substation, and you've pushed back pretty strongly yourself. Have you had conversations with MAP, Minority and Police Partnership, about maybe how to use that house, or was it necessary to even talk to other organizations in town to gather input on that?
I had not. I'll be talking to them about that. I will tell you that, you know, I talked to NAACP president, and they were aware of it, but nobody else was funding that house. Nobody else rehab that house or approached us about the house. So like I said, if somebody had issue with how the house was going to be used, if they went to Mid-Central, then that would be up to Mid-Central.
I would think it's fair to characterize the relationship right now between you and Black Lives Matter as fairly contentious. How would you advise them to craft a constructive relationship with Bloomington Police?
Well, I would say this. I wouldn't look at it as contentious. This isn't a us versus them thing, and I don't want it to be that way. My concern is public safety, the safety of the citizens, and that is what I look at. And I have information to back up and justify my thoughts. When other people, organizations, want to talk to me, my door is always open, and you can come and talk to me. I've never been approached by anyone from that organization. Now, I will be talking to them, but prior to the meetings, never, ever. So communication is a key to talking, and also you have to be open and to ideas, or open to facts and other things that maybe you didn't have information on. You know, I'm sure once we talk, we will, you know, when we talk at MAP, sometimes you just agree to disagree on things respectfully, and that's what it's about, but at least you've had conversation about it. There hasn't been any dialogue, as you're aware of.
Right.
So, you know, I look forward to that. I'm open.
You know, how much are you looking forward to having this house on the west side, should it be passed by the city council on the 23rd, and to be able to utilize this?
I'm looking very forward to it because we do a lot of things where we try to engage the public. Matter of fact, I had our public information officer, Sarah Mayer, who kind of tracks things that we go to. Whether, you know, she looks at my calendar, she looks at things where we send officers, be it neighborhood watch meetings, be it, you know, coffee with a cop, be it, you know, ice cream with a cop. I go to various things. I spoke to mentees, 100 Black Men. When we do have something official where we go over to Boys and Girls Club, I go to them. She just kind of tracked these things, and it was almost 300 since I've been here. And we're trying. We're also looking at some different ways to do things, and I kind of thought this was reaching outside the box or thinking outside the box. So we're trying to do something. And if it doesn't work, I can live with that. But it's better than doing nothing. And it has not been tried over there before.
Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.